At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products. Because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome to the program. It's hour one on this Tuesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Congratulations to Alabama and head coach Nick Saban. Alabama crushing Ohio State last night in Miami. That's Saban's seventh national title, six with Alabama, one with LSU, as he broke the longtime record of Bear Bryant, who had a record six national championships. And really, the amazing thing about this Alabama team, Nick Saban has always been a run-first, defensive-minded head coach, and he won a national title with a record-breaking offense. And you could argue that, you know, he faces challenges that Bear Bryant couldn't have imagined. You talk about the media scrutiny, the transfer portal, you talk about players leaving early, but Saban handled all of it quite well. And we love to put an asterisk by these championships during COVID, just like with the Lakers. I don't think anybody has earned a title more so than what the Lakers did this past year, and the same with Alabama. Alabama didn't have cupcakes. They didn't play the Citadel. They didn't play Samford. They played the SEC this year. They played the SEC the entire season. And then you go into the playoffs, and they beat up on Notre Dame, and then they roughed up Ohio State last night. And keep in mind, Saban was diagnosed twice with COVID. The first one was a false positive. The next one was the real thing, but it didn't slow down Alabama. And you credit the head coach. He established a consistent level of excellence throughout the program, and I hope that he takes a moment to enjoy it. But he won't. He will not take, maybe he'll take a moment, literally a moment, and that's it. He's probably calling recruits right now because he wants to work on that eighth national championship in Tuscaloosa. There's a lot of things to process from last night's game. I didn't know how healthy Ohio State was going to be. I still don't know how healthy Justin Fields was last night. They lose Trey Sermon on the first drive, and it just felt like the defensive line was not fully assembled there. And you can't have any of those, you know, mistakes. You have to have a full arsenal to go against Alabama. And they didn't have that last night. But you saw the difference. As I said 6 weeks ago, when I watched Alabama, I kept coming back to, there is no Devontae Smith elsewhere in college football. He was the best player on the field every single game that he played. And I didn't understand the logic, because I'm looking at Devontae Smith. I have to take him out of the game. How do I take him out of the game? I just put two guys on him, because Jaylen Waddle can't beat me. Jaylen Waddle did his best. He probably shouldn't have been in there, but he's not going to beat me. Najee Harris can beat me, but that's okay. That might be more of a slow drip than a guillotine with Devontae Smith. I just didn't understand the philosophy. And granted, you've got grown men who have got quite a lengthy resume who were doing these jobs there. But as an observer, I'm watching going, I can't let Devontae Smith have the ball. If he does, I have two guys always on him. And I kept going back to Bill Belichick. What would Belichick have done if he was facing Devontae Smith? And we're going to find this out next year in the NFL. But he always takes away your best weapon. Well, your best weapon is Devontae Smith. Mac Jones is very good. Devontae Smith is different. And I kept wondering, you sort of had single coverage. You always had somebody who was shading over. But, you know, Alabama and Steve Sarkisian called a great game. At one point, when a linebacker ended up on Devontae Smith, I thought that was inexcusable. I'm going to give Mac Jones credit, looked off the safety, but a linebacker should never be on Devontae Smith, ever, even going across the middle, because you see there's a different gear that he has. And he was unbelievable in the first half and then dislocated his finger in the second half. Who knows? He'd probably have 300 yards receiving, 20 catches if he wanted to last night. That can't happen against a team like Ohio State, even if you're missing a couple of defensive linemen there. But watching him play, and, you know, it was a treat. It really was. It was a treat to watch him this year. And Mac Jones as well, and that Alabama team. It wasn't a great defensive team, but, boy, that was a great offensive team. And I know as we move along, every quarterback is going to be expected to complete 65% of his passes, maybe 70%. You know, Mac Jones was 76%, I think, this year. But the way it is with offense now, and this is what Saban did. Saban evolved because it was a defensive-minded team, running team, and then he realized, I need to spice up my offense. And he brought in Lane Kiffin. He brought in Steve Sarkisian. You know, that to me was his signal of saying, all right, I'm joining everybody else, and when I do, look out. Now, is that offense better than LSU's offense from last year? It's a good debate. It's a fun debate, I think. But LSU had a variety of skill position players as far as wide receivers. They had a very talented running back. And Joe Burrow had the greatest year a college quarterback has ever had. Alabama, we've never counted on Alabama to have a great quarterback. You can have a good quarterback, very good quarterback. Jalen Hurts was a very good quarterback. Tua came in. What Nick Saban wants is a great offensive and defensive line. Get a couple of guys who can cover. I got wide receivers, and he always has a really good running back. Now I want a quarterback who doesn't make mistakes. I mean, really, that's what it is. But Mac Jones was more than that this year. But if you're only going to hit him twice, you're not going to beat him. And look, it was a long shot that they were going to be able to beat him, given everything that they went through at Ohio State. And who knows how much COVID ravaged that lineup. But watching last night, Alabama went onto that field knowing that they were going to win. I think Ohio State hoped they'd win. Alabama knew it was going to win. And when you lose Trey Sermon right away, and he had been unbelievable, then that's just another one of those. We're already losing players. We lost players. And then we lose our star running back as well. Welcome to the program. We've been talking about this all morning long, so I jumped right in where we left off as we started the show. You can get in touch if you'd like, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. We'll have a poll question. We got a play of the day. We got a stat of the day as well. And I started to wonder about this. I grew up loving dynasties. I grew up with UCLA basketball, the Green Bay Packers, Boston Celtics. There was a dynasty. I like that there's the team to knock off. You have to beat that team. And I don't know if you like college football where it seems predictable because the SEC is going to play for the national championship. Somebody's going to. And Alabama has won 6 of the last 12 national championships. That's predictable. But I do want, and I think we all want, the best team to win. Like when you say, that's a great team, they deserve the national championship. Now, in college basketball, it's a little different. We like when the little guy gets a chance to play against the big guys, but we don't want them necessarily to win a championship. We want the team that is the best team the entire season, not just for a weekend or a couple of weeks. Alabama's predictable. If I was 12 years of age, I'd probably love this. But there's part of me that says, I'd like a little more variety. I'd love for college football to be spread out across the country a little bit more. Because when you think about it, when we start this next season, how many teams do you think have a chance to win the national championship? Not get in the Final Four. I'm just talking about win the championship. And you're probably going to go 6, maybe 7. 8 at the most. That's it. And 3 or 4 are going to be in the SEC. You'll have 1 in the ACC. 1 in the Big Ten. Maybe Notre Dame. And maybe you get an outlier out west. But that's about it. College football is predictable. But this is the greatest coach that we have in college sports right now. And one of the greats of all time. He's got star players. He recruits well. It's predictable, but I don't know if it's good for college football. Yes, McLovin.
Well, you're describing what Nick Saban wants. You're like, he wants a strong offensive defensive line, the best wide receiver class in history, an incredible quarterback, not to mention 5 first-round cornerbacks. Like everything, they're dominant in every phase. It's ridiculous. You said next year, I feel like, oh, Alabama's going to win again.
Well, I didn't think they were a great defense.
No, not this year, right?
No, they were not, but they were a great offense. I mean, you put up 50 on Ohio State, and they could have put up a whole lot more. But I don't know. Maybe people like the predictability here and that Alabama is going to play for the national championship every year, or Clemson or LSU. Yeah, Paul.
College football really has nothing that encourages parity. There, you know, the NBA, the baseball, football, they all have the draft and salary cap, and there's like 7 or 8 things that keep parity alive, and they're still dynasties. Like Nick Saban, he could sign as many guys as he wants. There is a cap-ish, but there's nothing for parity. There's no incentive for parity.
Here are the odds to win the national title next year. Alabama, number 1. Clemson, number 2. Ohio State, number 3. Oklahoma, Georgia, Notre Dame. I mean, that's really what it is. They're throwing in Texas A&M and Iowa State based off of this past season. Florida's in here. Texas, they're long shots at 25-1. USC, 30-1. Cincinnati, 30-1. So you start with 3-1, 4-1, 15-2, 15-2, 12-1. Those are the teams, but Alabama and Clemson. And they had great recruiting classes, but it feels like they have that every single year. But Alabama is the favorite to win the national title coming up next year. This program is brought to you by M-Drive. Get the supplement I take every day. Powerful ingredients backed by science. Help you get energized, stronger, leaner. Go to mdrivedan.com today. Get free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't let age beat you. Refine your prime with M-Drive. All right, McLovin, what kind of poll question do you have for me today?
We had a discussion over here. Is it a no-brainer that Nick Saban's the greatest college football coach of all time?
Yeah, in the modern era. I mean, I know we like to look at these and go, Newt Rockne or Frank Leahy or Red Blake or, you know, run down the list of Bear Bryant. But it'd be hard to come up with a reason to say that he's not the greatest college. You know, Joe Paterno was great, but he's not winning these national titles the way Nick Saban does.
If you look around, like, the active coaches that are around right now, like, who is, like, the Mount Rushmore? I hate to steal Mount Rushmore, but because I had a poll, who's the best active coach? Belichick, Saban, Coach K. Is there anyone else on that list? Popovich?
Well, are you talking about now or their resume?
Because just like their resumes, like not like who's the cutting edge right now, but like it feels like those three guys are arguably the best to ever do their thing.
Yeah, I'd have to think about it. That's too much of a sidetrack for me right now. To, you know, Saban can put his name. He can comfortably go into a room if somebody says, hey, the greatest coaches in sports are in this room. He can walk into the room and find a seat at the table.
Okay. The big debate on Twitter last night is somehow the game became, what should the Jets do at number two?
Oh, my gosh. I was amazed because they made it seem like, oh, okay, now we've seen enough of Devontae Smith. What happens is a lot of times people don't watch these players during the regular season. And then all of a sudden they act like a genius and they go, oh, my God, you've seen this guy, this Smith guy at Alabama? Yeah. Yeah, he's been doing it all season long. The Jets should take him number two overall. Oh, so based off last night is when now you've seen enough with Devontae Smith. Was it the previous game or the previous game or the pre? Yeah. So now they're talking about Devontae Smith, who wasn't even on the list for Heisman candidates to start the year. Wasn't even considered the best wide receiver on his own team to start the season. It's almost like this meteoric rise like Joe Burrow had. We've seen this recently where you go, wow, where did this guy come from? I mean, Joe Burrow came out of nowhere. He was going to be targeted as a fifth-round draft pick. Right? Fifth-round draft pick. And then he's the number one pick overall. Devontae Smith. Nobody knew him, or at least you knew him, but you know, you thought, oh, well, you know, they've had Judy and Ruggs and Waddle and you know this other guy, Devontae Smith, as well. And then all of a sudden, he becomes the featured guy and then wins the Heisman Trophy. But would I take him number one overall? I'd have to know a whole lot more about him.
Number two.
Number two overall. I'd have to know a whole lot more about him and what the Jets are going to do. If the Jets stay with Sam Darnold, then you take Devontae Smith. Is Jamar Chase? Remember, Jamar Chase didn't play this year. He's the LSU wide receiver and was widely considered the best receiver coming into college football this year. Is he better than Devontae Smith? Is he different than Devontae Smith? But when you have that wide receiver, you can get open in college. Can't always get open in the NFL. Now, they do jet sweeps. They do all of those things to try to give you a little bit more room to maneuver. You're very thin, very small, but you got to get your hands on him. And if you don't, then you're in trouble because he'll make you pay. He made a corner. He turned the corner last night. Just simple route. He turned the corner. And there are three guys there from Ohio State. And he ran right by them. And they had the angle on him. There's nobody else in college football who has that. Now, we've seen other players have unbelievable speed. But what he does, and a scout said to me last night as we're watching, because he sent me a note. He goes, this isn't fair. And I said, what isn't fair? And he goes, Devontae is just not fair. And he said, he reminds me of Chad Ochocinco in running routes. He said, what'll be lost when guys run fast? Nobody ever talks about, do they run a route? How do they run their routes? It's just like Henry Ruggs can run by you, but I don't know if he can be a great football player. Jerry Jeudy did not play well for Denver this year. These were all very talented Alabama wide receivers. But what separates Devontae Smith from them, from what I was told, his ability to run a route and run a crisp route. And I said, well, could he be Steve Largent and Bob Hayes? And he said, yeah, his ability to run a route like Steve Largent, who is as good a route runner as we've ever had, and then Bob Hayes is as fast as anybody who's ever played the position. He said he has that ability, that hybrid of, I could, and he said he's humble. He said, one of the traits nobody ever talks about with Devontae Smith is he's humble. He said, did you see him celebrate at all any of his touchdown last night? Did he celebrate? Does he do any of that? He plays football. He's an entertaining football player. He's not an entertainer. There's a difference. Now, I don't know what he's going to be like when he gets to the NFL, but what you see and what you saw, according to this NFL scout who's his source, he said he's humble. He goes out there and plays. He does everything that you want a player to do. He's not a star. He doesn't act like a star. And he said that's very attractive when you're trying to put together a game plan. He might be a decoy. at some point when he gets to the NFL. Like, you got to be ready for a variety of things when you get to the NFL. But he said it seems like he is equipped to get ready for that next step. But give credit to him because he is an unbelievable route runner. Yeah, Paulie.
I always worry when, and again, like you said, he's got more than just speed. When speed is the number one thing and when someone's wispy, wiry, I get worried. You know, there's players like Tavon Austin I thought was going to be fantastic.
So did I.
And then he wasn't, but then Tyreek Hill is fantastic. Henry Ruggs looks okay out of Alabama, and he's got lots of speed.
But it's like John Ross at Washington, who went to the Bengals.
Injured all the time. Too small.
4.240, which is great, but you got to get on the field to use it. But this isn't a track meet. I mean, Tyreek Hill can still run routes. It's not that he's just straight-ahead speed. It's you have to be able to run a route, and Devontae Smith is able to do that. But I'm glad he won the Heisman because he was the difference. There's nobody like him in college football. And he deserved it, and he showed it again last night just how dangerous he is. All right, we'll take a break. Phone calls are always welcome, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp at danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at dpshow. Say good morning to our great TV partner, Peacock. You can download the app if you don't have it, and you can watch for free. Really simple to do it. You can do it in 30 seconds or less. We also say good morning to all of our great radio affiliates around the country. By the way, sign up for the Dan Patrick Show newsletter. It's available daily, and we send it out around 6 o'clock at night. Recaps everything, has clips, it has stats, it has everything that we did during the show. All you have to do is go to danpatrick.com, enter your email address in the box that slides out the bottom right-hand corner. Mario and the intern have done a wonderful job with it. Every single day, they do a great job. But sign up for the newsletter, and it kind of apprises you on all the things that we're doing, T-shirts we have for sale. Go to danpatrick.com and sign up for the DP Show newsletter. Coming up on 21 after the hour, we'll take a break back after this on the Dan Patrick Show. Discover. Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year automatically. No limit on how much you can earn. Pretty amazing. In fact, it's even more amazing because of all the places where Discover is accepted. And did you realize that 99% of the places in the United States that take credit cards take Discover? So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing the word yes more often. And you can learn more. Discover.com/yes. Discover.com/yes. This based off 2020 Nielsen report. Limitations apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Okay, for some reason, we're focused on the Jets. Do you want to get into Doug Peterson for a second? Because a lot of Jets fans are wondering if Doug Peterson is worth the hire. If I gave you the choice between a Doug Peterson, and I'm going to throw out Robert Saleh, who's supposed to be the one of the top choices there. Yeah. Do you want a guy who won the Super Bowl or an up-and-coming offensive coordinator?
Well, does Doug Peterson have a relationship with the current general manager, Joe Douglas?
Yeah, they were together in Philly.
Yeah, so it's going to come down to can Joe Douglas convince management that Doug Peterson is not damaged goods and that we need to bring him in. I'm told Eric Bieniemy wants the Jets job. Now, do you take Eric Bieniemy? Is Eric Bieniemy now going to be the number one candidate for Philadelphia? Because Jeffrey Lurie, after he fired Doug Peterson or they parted ways, felt like he was going all in on a minority head coaching candidate here. But if I'm the Jets, I'd have to know more about it. I can't make a flippant comment on do the Jets bring in Doug Peterson. I mean, I don't know Doug Peterson. He always feels like he wants to tell you that he played the position of quarterback and you didn't, and he's the smartest guy in the room. I'd still like to know what went on in Philadelphia. In that last game of the season, I'd like to know what went on. Who made the call to bring in Nate Sudfeld and take out Jalen Hurts? That's what I'd like to know, because it doesn't feel like we've gotten a full explanation there. And until I find that out, I mean, something happened in Philadelphia or is happening in Philadelphia. And until I get answers on that, you know, I have some trepidation about bringing in Doug Peterson. Because if he did it, like if you want to bring in Nate Sudfeld, start Nate Sudfeld. But don't tell me at that point you need to bring in Nate Sudfeld to see him play. You still need to see Jalen Hurts play, because Jalen Hurts, you're not quite sure what you have. Gave you a boost of energy. He was fun to watch. Is he a guy that you can count on week in and week out? And I don't think you saw enough of him. I mean, he completed 50% of his passes. That's pedestrian. He does other things. He ran for a couple of touchdowns in that game, but I'd like to know exactly what happened. And did Doug Peterson basically say, I want to hire my guy as an offensive coordinator. You're not going to let me do that. Let's just part ways. And maybe that's the case. But it feels like that GM in Philadelphia, Howie Roseman, played a large role in something here. And until we hear that, then I don't know if I could give a firm yes or no on what the Jets should do as far as their head coaching position. And Doug Peterson won a Super Bowl. But he barely snuck into the playoffs in two of the last 3 years. And look at the quarterbacks they beat this year. They had four wins. I think they beat DiNucci in Dallas. They beat Mullins in San Francisco. They beat Taysom Hill when he was the quarterback, and then one other quarterback. So they won four in a division that it's almost impossible to not win at least five games. Those are their wins this year. Yes, McLeod.
Don't forget he tied Joe Burrow, too.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They tied Joe Burrow. And it's not like, you know, this is murderer's row here that he defeated. I don't think he had a good year at all.
They got every single player was injured. The entire team.
And they beat. Okay, but you keep saying this.
Well, that's
how many teams were healthy?
Nobody was. There was two or three teams that were more injured. I mean, the Niners were a joke. They were putting out like a practice squad. And the Eagles were not far behind. And the Cowboys, too. I mean, a lot of teams.
Should they have kept Doug Peterson in Philadelphia?
Oh, yeah. I think this was premature. I mean, he won a Super Bowl 3 years ago. That's really what I'm basing it off of. Like, I didn't understand why the Cubs fired Joe Maddon for the same reason.
I know. It is interesting to see how much of a honeymoon period you have after winning a championship. I mean, the Cubs fans, if I would have said, hey, you're going to win a World Series, how long do you want your manager to stay? And then you'd say, for a lifetime. If Joe Maddon can help us win a World Series, you can stay forever. 3 years gone. The Eagles, you guys are going to win a Super Bowl. How long do you want Doug Peterson? You're going to beat Tom Brady, and you're going to have a backup quarterback. How long does Doug Peterson get to stay in Philadelphia? Forever! 3 years. Because winning changes all of us. Terry Francona, two World Series titles, and they somehow sent him packing, fired him. Oh, you know what? He was too close to the players. He let him get away with everything. He won two World Series titles. He should still be there. Yes, Eden.
Is the statue of Nick Foles and Doug Peterson still there? Calling the Philly special?
Yeah, it still is, I think.
Do they really have one? Yeah. With the coach and the player?
Yeah, it's right outside the
I thought
the
he link. Was kidding.
It's, no. Like a, it's like Bud Light gave it to them.
So there's no record of Carson Wentz being there if he doesn't play.
Well, yet. I don't know if Doug Peterson gets to take himself from the statue. Like, what happens when he leaves? Does he get to take his portion of the statue?
So there's Rocky with his arms up and Doug Peterson with a headset on? Next, is that in the
talking
same
to Nick Foles, right, McLevin?
Yeah, yeah. Seton's right. It was a Bud Light sponsorship, so I don't know if it's still there. By the way, you know, the knock on Philadelphia is they had, you know, one of the greatest African-American boxing heavyweight champions of all time, and they have a statue of Sylvester Stallone as Rocky outside the Spectrum.
Yeah, Joe Frazier doesn't get one, right?
Dr. J has a sick statue, though.
How about, I'm not big on statues.
I mean, the statue 1 year after it happened
like,
is crazy.
Like the David, you know, you go to Italy and you see the David. Okay, like I'm okay with a statue like that. But even then, if I'm David, I'm kind of embarrassed. It had to be a cold day in Florence. Yes, Paulie.
I've got the statue of Doug Peterson and Nick Foles. You're right. And it actually has Bud Light emblazoned on the base. It says, do you want Philly special quote? And it's a Super Bowl and there's him holding the sheet and Nick Foles' face.
It loses a little bit of the nostalgia. Like, man, well, do you see that statue? Like, imagine if the David is sponsored or, you know, a Lombardi trophy is a statue outside of Lambeau is sponsored by Bud Seltzer.
Bud Seltzer. Natty Light brings you the Immaculate Reception.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, McClellan.
They've lowered the bar so much for statues. You know, they're building a Taylor Heineke statue.
No,
Lowly lost by 8 to the Bucks. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sponsored by Heineken.
Yeah, I'm not big on sports statues. Like the Jordan one, okay, I get it. But, do you really need a Philly special statue? And it's just two guys talking. It's coach and quarterback. Yes, yes, Paul.
Do you think poor Carson Wentz has to walk by that statue every day when he goes to the facility?
Yeah.
Hey, here's a reminder that you didn't play in the biggest game of all time in Philly sports. Check it out.
Here is the owner of the Eagles, Jeffrey Lurie, on deciding to let Doug Peterson go.
Very few people probably after success deserve to lose their job. This is much more about the evaluation of whether the Eagles moving forward, our best option is to have a new coach That's really, really what it's about. It's not about, did Doug deserve to be let go? No, he did not deserve to be let go. That's not where I'm coming from, and that's not the bar in the evaluation process.
So he didn't deserve to be let go, but he's being let go. Okay. Yes, McLovin.
Is that it? It's not you, it's me? Is that what he just said to him?
It feels like that. I think Doug Peterson, he wanted his own offensive coordinator, didn't get it. And maybe he just said, look, it's best for both of us if I leave.
Did he just say you deserve someone better than the Eagles, Doug? Like, no, you know what? You're too good for us. Yeah. You should spread your wings and fly.
We need to see other people, I think, is what we need to do.
I just think we should take a break.
Yeah, break from each other. Sal Palantonio will join us coming up top of the hour. Yes, Paulie?
If Eric Bieniemy is offered both the Eagles, which is now open, and Jets' job, and you were him, which would you take? The Eagles seem messy now. The Jets seem messy forever.
I'd have to know more about the inner workings, the infrastructure. I'd have to know more about that.
But face value, the Eagles have two quarterbacks, which you say means they don't have any.
They don't have one.
And the Jets have a good young quarterback who they may trade for a pick and they can get another quarterback.
Okay, the expectation level in Philadelphia is, hey, you won a Super Bowl, but in 3 years we could fire you. They still have high expectations. Eric Bieniemy wouldn't walk in and they'd go, hey, we're a four-win team, take your time. The Jets, you have a chance, although your window is probably 3 years where you can prove yourself. But Philadelphia is going to be the same three-year window. And that window might be even smaller due to what the expectation level is. I would probably take the Jets' job right now because I think Philadelphia is an older team. I don't know what they're going to do with Carson Wentz or Jalen Hurts. It feels like that locker room is a little fragile right now, or there's, you know, an undercurrent of tension in there. The Jets situation, if I can keep the owner out of it, and my GM is who I think he is, then I like that. And then I can decide what I want to do with that number two pick overall. I've got some money to spend. And I have a chance to do something magical. Because if you win with the Jets, you know, you're going to be treated like a king there. Yeah, McLovin.
I was thinking one angle for the Eagles. You go 9-7. You're hosting a playoff game in that division. It might be a little better situation. You don't have the Bills and the Dolphins and the Patriots rolling.
No, the East is now where the Patriots are the one that are suspects.
Right,
the Dolphins are good. Buffalo is good, and then you know you're the Jets to go along with the Patriots.
But NFC East is still going to be wide open for a while. Maybe that could sway there towards Philly.
These are the four teams that used at least 80 players this season. The Niners had 84, Jags 81, Eagles 81. The Jets played 80 players. A lot of turnover there. Certainly understand it. A lot of losses as well. I think there's a common thread with all of these teams that had all of these players, had all of these losses. John in North Carolina joins us. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan, how are you?
Good, sir.
My main question is, is it more about the fact that the Eagles fired Doug Peterson because of his overall job performance since the Super Bowl, or more because of how he handled Carson Wentz?
I don't know, John, and I'll ask Sal Palantonio when he joins us at the top of the hour. But keep in mind, Doug Peterson's not the GM. I just don't know who ordered the code red here. That's what I don't know, what happened in that game against Washington. Because the timing of that's the reason why we went, wait, what's he doing? That's why Jalen Hurts goes, wait, what are you doing? That's why some of the players went, wait, what are you doing? If everybody was on board that Nate Sudfeld was going to play, why did you have real-time reactions from these players on the sidelines, including Jalen Hurts going, I don't know what he's doing. Like, what are you doing? That felt like that was somebody above Doug Peterson who's making that call. But Doug didn't do a good job this year. I thought he wasn't good in press conferences this year. This was as bad a year as you can have for somebody who's won a Super Bowl. I mean, has any coach ever been fired after winning the Super Bowl 3 years later? I'm not sure, but I mean, it's rare. You're on scholarship for a while. Did Gruden get fired after winning the Super Bowl in Tampa after 3 years, 4 years? I don't know. I'm sure somebody has, or it's been pretty close to that same time frame. Yeah, McClellan.
You know, Peterson is known for going for it a lot of fourth down. They seem to never make it this year. It was one of those years where they, I think I'll find that number. I think his percentage went way down, maybe because people figured him out. I don't know.
Sal Palantonio will join us top of the hour. The Cleveland Browns starting center, J.C. Tretter, will join us as well. And the Buccaneers head coach, Bruce Arians, will join us coming up in the final hour of the show. We'll come up with a poll question. We'll settle on that. And our play of the day is up next here on the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
Oh, my God.
The play, play of the day.
Oh, my God.
Check this out.
Second down and 8 from the 44-yard line. Mack straight drop. Mack looks long. Mack finds Devontae behind the defense. He is in for a touchdown. Thank you, Mr. Heisman. Thank you, Mr. O'Brien, and Unitas Award winner. What a combination. 44 yards, touchdown, Alabama.
That's courtesy of Eli Gold from Learfield IMG College. Devontae Smith with 215 receiving yards, more than Ohio State's team's total of 194. He also had three touchdowns despite not having a catch after halftime. That's our play of the day, and play of the day is brought to you by the great folks at Mercedes-Benz, the Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van that you could win, Fox Sports Radio's ultimate tailgate rig sweepstakes. To enter and get official rules, visit foxsportsradio.com, danpatrick.com by January 24th, Mercedes-Benz van. I mentioned John Gruden. I don't know how many years it was after he won a Super Bowl with Tampa Bay when he got fired. It was 6 years, but they missed the playoffs four times in those 6 years since winning the Super Bowl, and he got fired. But Brian Billick, 4 years after Baltimore won the Super Bowl, he got fired. But Doug Peterson, 3 years after the Super Bowl. Sal Palantonio will join us, talk about the Eagles situation coming up. I was also wondering about Jaylen Waddle, because I was watching, you know, in pregame. And, you know, he broke his ankle 2.5 months ago. And he was considered and is considered to be a first-round draft pick. But I'm watching him run, and he was running like he had a rock in his shoe, a pebble in his shoe. He just looked a little uncomfortable. He was favoring the ankle, and understandably so. I wouldn't have played him in the second half. I know he wants to play, but I don't know whose call that was last night. I'm guessing this is Coach Saban or Steve Sarkisian, because Jaylen Waddle can say, I want to play, but that doesn't mean you're going to get in the game. You can look at your receiver and go, boy, he's a tough guy. And just like Justin Fields last night, you knew he was going to play. I don't know how healthy. I'm sure we're going to find out the damage that he had to his back or his ribs or whatever after the fact. And I haven't been able to find that out. Tried to find that out last week. But, they were keeping that pretty close because the competitive advantage that they might have. I felt uncomfortable watching Jaylen Waddle play last night. I was happy he got a chance. Like, I just thought suiting up and being part of the team, because they also have a center who won the Dave Remington Award for the best center in college football. I think his name is Dickerson, and he tore his ACL. And they suited him up, and he came in for the final play, the victory formation, and I thought that was a great moment. As much as I'd like to look at Jaylen Waddle, boy, he's going to be another resource for you. I don't think Ohio State was worried about Jaylen Waddle. And what did he have, three catches last night? I felt bad for him being out there. You want to be out there. You want to be out there in this moment, but I felt bad for him. Yeah, Paulie.
I love that he played. I love that he didn't want, he's going to win the national title and he's going to get the award anyway, but there's got to be something hollow about watching and not getting in the game. And I know he's going to have a great career, but it's an ankle. If he re-injured it, it probably wouldn't hurt his draft stock. It didn't hurt Tua's with a hip. It didn't hurt Sam Bradford's with a shoulder. It's his call. They let it be his call. And, what if it were a closer game and they needed him?
Yeah, but you can need him, but he can't perform.
He wasn't the worst guy in the field.
But compared to what he normally is, he was nowhere near what he wants.
I like that the coaching staff let the player make the call.
Mm.
And he was cleared by the doctors.
I don't know how he's cleared the way he was running. Yeah, Seton.
But I think it's interesting, though, after the game, though, when Coach Saban said that Devontae wanted to go back in after his finger was dislocated, but they're like, it's not really a good idea. You need to sit out. So they wouldn't let him go back in with an injured finger, but they've got Waddle hobbling all over the place. I don't know. It just seemed odd to me.
Anybody else uncomfortable watching him out there? I was glad that he got an opportunity. I didn't want him to be limping around like that. Yeah, Paul.
I remember when Terrell Owens had the same injury, broken leg.
No, he broke his leg, his ankle.
Well, I guess it was a break in the lower leg. And Terrell Owens came back in, I think, 45 days. And I think Waddle's 72, and Terrell Owens was lauded for performing in the Super Bowl. I know.
Well, he played great.
And he's a professional, and he's getting paid.
Yeah.
Which is the difference.
But Jaylen Waddle didn't play well. T.O. played unbelievable with a broken leg. And I think the broken leg and a broken ankle is a whole lot different in cutting, at least I would think it would be. Yeah, McLevin.
Different case, but Mac Jones looked in a lot of pain by the end of the game, like significant. Like, It's a brutal sport. I guess he had a bruise or something on his ankle. And
his calf or something?
Yeah. He was just grimacing so much toward the end. He couldn't really run.
And I don't know how good he is. I truly don't know how good he is. Because you're watching and you go, I have no idea. And normally, if this was 15 years ago, you know, Devontae Smith's not winning the Heisman. Mac Jones is probably winning the Heisman. Because we'd give it to the quarterback, the marquee position on for the best team in college football, and we'd give it to Mac Jones. I'm watching last night. I don't know how good he is. I don't know if he's a first rounder. I don't know if he's a third rounder. I will say this. You'll have a conversation. There will be a conversation about this. Who will be a better pro from Alabama, Devontae Smith or Patrick Surtain? This will be a conversation. Trust me. Because you'll find people, I'm guessing in the NFL, who are going to say that defensive back is ready to go right now as well. Don't even throw his way. Brady Quinn, when he was on with us yesterday, said he talked to the Notre Dame coaching staff, and they said, if we throw his way, it's an accident. That's how good Patrick Surtain is. And I don't know, you know, he's got the lineage with his dad playing in the NFL, but he might be more of a sure thing going into the NFL, as strange as that may sound. Got a text this morning from a source. Said, here's my question. If you're the Jets, do you take Devontae Smith at 2 or Patrick Surtain? I go, okay. All right. Didn't expect that one. Yeah, McLovin.
What about Najee Harris, first rounder? That was a big question mark last night. Running back.
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't.
Hard to tell, right?
Yeah. I mean, Alabama always has one of these running backs. And then we go, yeah, but they're just like Trent Richardson. And then all of a sudden, you have Derrick Henry who comes in. You go, oh, that's right. He's really good. I like Harris. He's tough. But once you got to wait until they break him down. Although I don't think there's going to be a combine this year, believe it or not. All right, we'll take a break. Is Sal Palantonio joining us, Todd?
Sure is.
Okay, join us top of the hour. Is the Eagles' job a good job to have? It's coming up. Close out first hour with our friends from Mercedes-Benz. Man, I didn't know that they had these great sprinter vans, but now you can have one of these sprinter vans. We have a great contest here. Go to foxsportsradio.com or danpatrick.com. You enter to get official rules. Your chance to win a Mercedes-Benz sprinter van. It's equipped with TVs, a wood pellet grill. Get all the information, entry details, foxsportsradio.com or danpatrick.com. The sweepstakes end January 24th, so make sure you hurry up. You know, when you think about going the extra mile, what is that extra mile? Drive a Mercedes and you'll find out. Mercedes-Benz vans, you have the Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van or the versatile Mercedes-Benz Metris, each tailored to match your work or play lifestyle. With options like blind spot assist, active lane keeping assist, plus MBUX voice command technology for directions, weather forecast, comfort control, and more. Some equipment described here is optional. Make sure you jump in. Go to danpatrick.com. The sweepstakes end January 24th.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.